Metallic letter Vs grouped inside each other. Village Roadshow Pictures. A bride and groom are showered with confetti as they descend the steps outside a church. A photo is snapped. The couple climb into a chauffeur-driven white convertible. A reverend.
Beautiful, isn't it? But let me tell you the truth. For a lot of people, marriage is like sticking your tongue on a frozen flagpole. Sure, it looks like fun when you see all your friends doing it, so you say, hey, I'll give it a try, just once. Next thing you know, you thuck. Full of regret. Praying to God, please get me out of this with my dignity, if at least not my extremities intact. It doesn't have to be like that, my friends. It does not have to be like that. That's where I come in. Good marriages are my business. As for meeting the right person in the first place, well, my friends, that is up to you.
A guy follows a young woman into a coffee shop. They're both in their 20s. The guy, Ben, leans on the elastic belt keeping them in line. It slips from its post and whiplashes into the faces of the queue behind Ben. He spins round towards the young woman.
Hi, I'm Sadie.
Hi.
From that first Ben. Destined meeting, the sweet innocence of the first date.
Outside Chicago. Whoa.
He holds out a hand to stop Sadie crossing the street. It's on her right boob.
Are you skipping to second base?
What's that? No. You know why? I'm not a skipper. That's not what I do.
Well, maybe we should go back and take care of first base just to make things right.
They embrace.
The first kiss. The first time you say, I love you.
What?
What? Of you. What of you?
First time you say, I love you, she actually hears you.
I love you.
An old guy exits his apartment.
I'm afraid you're not my type.
I love you too.
Ben rushes past the old man and kisses Sadie. They enter her apartment.
You seriously didn't think I was going to let you see that. Let's skip to the next thing, moving in together. The first time she finds something you don't want her to see.
She finds a letter in a sports mag.
You know what? Don't worry, I got the heavy ones.
Dear Mr. Brian Boitano.
Oh, God!
Congratulations on your triple axel.
No.
I wonder how much you practice every week, and also how you make your hair stay like
that. Hey, he was a legend. Okay? I mean, even at age 9, I knew that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get a less embarrassing box. Okay.
If she doesn't dump your wussy ass after that, then comes the big one. The proposal.
6 months later, a garden party. Guests holding drinks mingle on a patio with tables set for dining. Ben paces at the bottom of the garden on his own.
Sadie, you're a great girl. You are, and I just think that it's time that you and I were man and lame. That is so lame.
The guests are at a table.
We are so pleased all of you could be here with us today to celebrate our 30 years of marriage.
Cheers.
Sadie's parents clink glasses.
Cheers.
It is especially gratifying to be surrounded by such good friends and family. And, of course, our two beautiful daughters, Sadie and Lindsay, who has moved back home with us. To try and make a new start for herself. We are so thrilled with her perseverance.
Thank you for the support, Dad.
He gives a thumbs up.
And then there's Carlisle, Sadie's best friend, who used to take baths with Sadie when they were younger and pretend he was a submarine captain.
I destroyed all the photos, I promise you.
Thank you. Very good to know.
Wait,
thanks.
What?
And our good friends, Don and Gwen, Quan Lee, Jerry, Otis.
Dad, what about Ben?
Oh, no.
Oh, and of course, there's Sadie's affable boyfriend, Ben. But what I really want to do is thank my beautiful wife, without whom this life would mean nothing. Happy 30th anniversary.
Oh.
Sadie's mother gets to her feet.
I love you. And I hope there are 30 more.
Well, that makes one of us.
To approving applause and smiles, Sadie's parents kiss. Ben stands up.
Excuse me, could I have everyone's attention, please? I just wanted to... Well, I thought since everyone was gathered already...
Ben takes a ring box from his pocket and drops on one knee.
Oh, my God.
Sadie.
Oh, my God.
Wilhelmina Jones. In front of God and your family, Quanley and Jerry and Otis and, I just wanted to know if you would spend the rest of your life with me. But I don't want to put you on the spot. Right?
Benjamin Murphy, I would marry you tomorrow. And a potato sack dress in the middle of a rainstorm if it meant I could spend the rest of my life with you.
They both stand and kiss.
Oh, wait a second. You choose our 30th wedding anniversary to propose to my daughter? Well, we couldn't be happier.
Oh. I know.
Mom and Lindsay walk over.
Brother-in-law,
oh, man. Hey. Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the family.
All right.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, I think we should have the wedding somewhere tropical. I was thinking, like, the Caribbean.
I have this one thing.
Okay.
I kind of always want to get married here.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
At St. Augustine's. Yeah. It's this fantasy I've had since I was a little girl.
It's the church where John and I got married.
And where Sadie was christened by Reverend Frank, who's known the family forever.
More importantly, it's the church Sadie's grandfather built.
Wow.
Her dead grandfather.
Oh, give me a break. All he built was a door after it was stolen.
How would you know? You weren't even married there, and I think we all know how that marriage turned out.
Mom.
Mom takes Lindsay's glass.
Babe, you've made me so unbelievably happy today, you have no idea.
Great.
Yeah.
Then... St. Augustine's is the decision.
Thank you. I love you. Are you ready?
I'm missing a shoe.
Well, where did you last see it? Oh, you don't have Ben. Your sweater's actually inside out.
They're at home.
What would you do without me?
The short list or the long list?
Oh, and your belt? It's a little funny.
No, my belt's fine.
She slips it off.
Wait a minute. We're going to be really late.
No.
Yeah, we are.
And your point is...
She flops on top of him on the bed. He flings his arms around her. They pull up outside the church.
How do I look?
You look like you've just been...
All right, never mind.
What?
We're still going to hell, you know that? Hey, here's the door Grandpa built.
Wow, he does really good work.
Oh, happy day!
Smiling, they walk down the aisle. Ben stops in front of the lectern.
Don't touch that!
Jesus, you scared me.
Jesus didn't scare you. I did.
Hi, I'm Sadie.
Sadie Jones, yes, I know. You have a 10:30 with Reverend Frank.
Yeah, is he here?
Reverend Frank is everywhere. Follow me.
The chubby little boy in a suit and tie about turns. They follow him to a class.
Dear L Magazine. I just found out that my husband of 3 months is cheating on me with my best friend. Half of me wants to kill him, the other half wants to salvage my marriage. What to do? Yikes. What kind of sins are we dealing with here, guys? Sarah.
Thou shalt not commit adultery?
Adultery. Going out for milk when you have perfectly good jugs at home. Show me adultery!
Commandment challenge.
Okay! Now, a lot of people ask me, what if I'm cheating with a woman who's really, really ugly? Does that make it all right? No, it does not make it all right. It is still a sin. What other sins? Anybody? Don't hesitate to draw on your parents' bad examples. Lori, bring it, girl.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Starts with coveting, ends with the clap. Okay, coveting thy neighbor's wife. That's why God invented the cold shower. Show me coveting. Whoa. Come on, Lori. Okay, there's one answer left on the board. Let's see. Manny. Make your two moms proud. Come on, Manny, you can murder this one. While I'm waiting, maybe I'll just fashion a shiv out of Cindy's barrette. Take a stab at it.
Thou shall not kill?
Boom, Manny! Bang, bang, bang! Show me thou shalt not kill! Oh, good one, Manny! Manny, Manny, Manny. Okay, that's it for today. Remember, next week we're going to take a field trip to Arlington Park. We're going to find out about the evils of gambling firsthand. So bring at least a dollar. And remember to ask Mom and Dad what a trifecta is.
The class breaks up. Sadie steps forward.
I don't know if you remember me, Reverend Frank, but...
Sadie Jones? Little Sadie Jones? How you grown?
Oh, yeah.
And now my Sadie Jones is going to tie the knot.
I am. Mm. I'm so sorry I haven't been around for the last, like...
10 years.
Yeah. I've just been trying to get my business started.
And, oh, please, you know. Please. You go away to a liberal college, you have a bisexual roommate, you forget about God, don't sweat it. He doesn't forget about you.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Ben.
Ben.
Hi.
So, what do you do besides little Sadie here? All right, let's get the flock out of here. Come on. So, how long you two been in Ida?
About.
He twacks a vending machine.
Yeah! It's been teetering there for weeks.
Oh.
Cheesy curl?
No. Oh, thank you.
Too bad they're addicted.
Reverend Frank and the chubby boy flick through a diary, ignoring the bemused Sadie and Ben.
There, or there. I am popular.
Yes, you are.
Ben stares at framed photographs. Reverend Frank with Pope Benedict, with the Clintons, and holding a turkey in the company of George W. Bush. Page after page is flicked through. Man and boy turn round.
Bad news, guys. Next available date is in 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's so long.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on.
Is there a cancellation?
No. There. 3 weeks from tomorrow. How's that?
that's a little quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean...
Okay, I guess we're getting married in 3 weeks.
Okay!
Wow. Just like that.
Yeah.
So it is written. So it shall be done.
Woo!
Oh, boy. All right. One small thing. A couple of years ago, I instituted a marriage preparation course here.
The course is a prerequisite for any and all marriage ceremonies performed at these grounds.
At the end of the course, if I feel you're unprepared, or you stop the course before completion, I have the right to call off the wedding.
I'm sorry, but this isn't mandatory, right? I mean, because... we're so ready to get married, more than most.
Let's just say we strongly advise it.
In other words, you have no choice.
You know, with the divorce rate, what it is...
50%. Much higher for those who live together first. You did say you live together, right?
I'm sorry, who are you again?
I'm part of the Ministers of Tomorrow program. Mm. Reverend Frank's my mentor.
My little Mensa.
I can see.
Listen, kids, we just want to make sure that you are making absolutely the right decision because your future happiness depends on it.
Reverend Frank has a 100% success rate for those that make it through with the course.
Well, that's great.
Okay,
but what about
we'll
the people
do it. We're gonna do it.
We're doing this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're doing this.
That's my Sadie. All right, we have 3 months of prep to cram into 3 weeks. There's only a few rules. Rule number one: you each have to write your own vows. You have a little booklet in there, and you only get to share these vows with each other at the ceremony.
That's really cool.
Isn't it?
Okay. What's rule number two?
Starting immediately, no sex until the honeymoon.
Ben's grin fades as he glances round at the solemn-faced kid and then at Reverend Frank.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow morning, bright and early. Be there. We all remember the 11th commandment.
I don't.
Thou shalt not be late.
100 things to get started on, but it's totally doable. I just have to get Carlisle on the phone.
Okay. And he was kidding about the no-sex thing, right?
Carlisle? It's me.
Get ready for this.
We will talk about the no-sex thing later.
Okay, Ben.
No sex? That's supposed to happen after you get married.
You know, Joel, that's why I come here, for your
overwhelming
compassion.
Hey, I'm just giving you shit, all right? Congratulations. You are going to love marriage.
Yay!
damn it, Joel, what is wrong with you? You were supposed to be watching them, not tanning.
Shelly, baby, I'm on the roof. Remember what we said? You won't bother me when I'm on the roof?
You're always on the roof.
Exactly.
I heard that. Wow. Where did this mud hole even come from? Oh, my God, I am so getting my tubes tied.
And then this reverend guy says he wants me to meet him after church tomorrow, one-on-one. What is that? You ever done that? The marriage prep stuff?
To tell you the truth, I don't remember anything before D-Day, man. It's like a black hole. All I know is that's my wife. Apparently, those are my kids. And this is my beer. Everything else is pretty much a blur.
Get your fingers out of your brother's nose.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why you're my best man.
Two words for your bachelor party. Strippers and sizzler.
Thank you.
I like to call it beef and booty.
Wow.
I heard that.
It's 8:40. They drive into the last spot in a parking lot.
Please, God, let somebody, anybody be later than us.
Hey, we'll just sneak in the back. No one will notice.
We also ask that you watch over the Mansbridge meat packers and their labor dispute. Grant our packers patience as they await an amicable resolution with, Lord willing, 4 to 6% pay increase. And dental would be nice.
They try to sneak into the packed church.
Well, look who decided to show.
All heads turn.
Choir, let me hear it.
First offense, we'll let it slide. It happens again, I'm telling the big guy. And I'm not talking about Larry Carmichael over there on drums. But seriously, let us repray. Sorry for bailing on you, Lord. There's a brief interruption, but we're back.
We'd also like to pray for our maintenance worker, Walter, recently returned from his holiday in Thailand. Let's hope it's just a heat rush. Vivian.
I don't know how you do it, Frank. Every week, your sermons get better and better.
Well, come from upstairs, Vivian. I'm just a TiVo. It wasn't that cool. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go. I have a lot of wedding stuff to do, but you guys enjoy your man talk, okay? Don't say anything bad about me behind my back, Ben.
You'll never know, so...
Tight.
Sorry?
Car. Hi.
Hi.
Carlisle whisks her off.
You ready? We're one-on-one?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go.
The name of our team is the Crusaders. I didn't want to tell the kids about the children's crusades. That bums them out.
Ah, you really meant one-on-one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, little hoops. Ball needs Viagra. Play catch?
Sure, love catch. It's my favorite sport.
Pardon the age of the glove. We've had a few budget cutbacks.
Oh, that's all right.
Back up.
Okay.
Now, what are you, in a little girl softball league? Back up.
Okay, not a little girl.
Yeah.
All right.
It's nice to be able to chat with you casually without all this. I'm a big, scary pastor who can send you to hell nonsense.
No, me too. This is great. A little one-on-one time with your spiritual elder.
Bless you, Benjamin.
He flings the baseball.
You hard?
No, that's a good burn, right? Anything that's painful makes you stronger.
Oh, not really. You know, you break your leg doesn't get stronger. God is just, but God is kind.
Mm. That's a nice sentiment.
Thank you, Benjamin. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Sadie, why do you love her?
Oh, there's just so many reasons, you know? She's beautiful, inside and out. So I'm lucky.
What do you mean by inside? You meant spiritually, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, what else?
She's just smart, you know? She's motivated, she's well-organized. She's probably the hardest worker I know.
Oh, well, let me get this straight then. Correct me if I'm wrong. First thing you like about her is her looks.
No.
But you really think she's a cute control freak.
Whoa, I didn't say that. No, I know what you're getting at.
Oh, no, but you use the word organized, which all guys know is code for OCD.
OCD is not... God!
The ball hits Ben on the nose. He falls.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, you okay, big fella?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? How you doing?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Totally fine. Yeah.
Let's see that. Come on. Oh, no, that's bad. I'm gonna have to heal you.
No, that's okay.
No, I'm going to have to heal you. It's healing time. Stay down there.
Stay down.
Well,
it's healing time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, surround him with your light and grace. Lord, have mercy.
The power of Christ compels you.
Lord have mercy.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, we have got to pray.
Pray.
We have got to pray.
Pray.
We have got to pray to make it through the day.
Is that MC Hammer?
You're healed, right?
I see. No, it's the bleeding.
Oh, let's go old school in nomine patri filii spiritus sanctum. Be gone, demon spirit! Be gone!
Wow, that's not helping at all.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Oh, Lord, take him up under your wing.
Wait, take me where?
If you believed, you'd be healed. Do you believe?
Believe!
Believe!
I'm healed! I'm healed!
Oh, it's a miracle!
Oh, it is!
It's a miracle!
It is!
No, you're not healed. I'm not a doctor, I'm a pastor. Come on, you know what you need? Advil and ice. Come on, check him out. Just see how he's okay.
The nasal septum and contra are clear.
Yeah.
Good news, kid. Your nose is fine.
Come on, let me buy you a Coke.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I had to try that stuff. It never works, but... But what if it had?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
In his car.
It was great. Yes, totally. Reverend Brank is the best. Listen, tomorrow night, I was the... Group counseling for what?
Cotton Wool stuffed up his nose. He's on his cell phone. Night, Sadie and Ben enter a bar.
Threshold. Yeah, that's it. As you're carrying your patrols, it's triumphant even like the first time. And I know for a lot of you, that wasn't the honeymoon. Hey, yeah!
Yeah, baby.
Come on, Jim.
No, my back's giving out.
Don't focus on the pain, Jim. Look at the love that Janine's giving you right now. And if that doesn't work, think about the potato skins you get when you finish.
God, I love potato skins.
That's why we're here. Husband will do anything for appetizers and beer. Yes. Hey, oh. Everybody, I want to introduce you to two new members of the group. This is Ben Murphy and Sadie Jones. They're getting married in 3 weeks. Ben, why don't you carry Sadie across the threshold? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, come on, eh? Whoop!
Whoa, yeah. Ben lifts her up.
Get across that threshold! Hey!
Reverend Frank's assistant, the chubby kid, dressed in black and with a woolen cap on his head, runs across a road to an apartment block. He sneaks in as a couple leave and runs to the front door of an apartment. He enters Sadie and Ben's apartment, sets a canvas bag down on the bed, then plants a microphone bug in a lampshade.
Got it.
Switching on the lamp, he checks the bug. He switches off the light and leaves.
Tonight, we learn how to fight fairly.
Sorry. What if we've never had a fight before?
Seriously think I'm gonna puke.
Louise, no puking. They're young. They're allowed to be enthusiastic about their love. Never had a fight? About time you had one. So please, step up to the top of the circle. Come on, get your butts up there. Let's get this perfect relationship on its feet. Put it to the test. Okay. I want you to imagine you're driving in the mountains. It's nighttime. But there's a torrential downpour. The thing with the wipers. You're tired. You're lost. You're getting cranky. Bang!
What was that?
Oh, whoa. You got a flat tire because you just hit a pothole. Instant argument potential. What do you do? How do you handle it?
I think we probably just call AAA.
Out of cell phone range. Can't use a cell phone. Can't call AAA. You got to handle it the old-fashioned way. Hands on. You got to change the tire. You're pissed at each other. Go.
Sorry I didn't see that pothole.
It's okay, honey. Accidents happen, so just be more careful next time.
Oh, promise I will.
Okay.
You guys travel medicated? I mean, that was like Prozac takes a vacation. That's not exactly what we're looking for.
Okay.
Janine, why don't you and Jimbo show them how this argument should play out?
Sure.
The older Janine and Jim step up as Sadie and Ben resume their seats.
Hey, jackass! I told you to take Route 45, but again, you didn't listen. Now it's pissing down outside, and we're stuck God only knows where.
Yeah, well, if we hadn't left 3 hours late because someone was talking to her ball-busting mother on the phone, well, then maybe we wouldn't be in this position.
You are a sad, sad man.
You will not emasculate me anymore.
Go to hell!
No, you go to hell, Janine. Go to hell!
Okay, whoa, cut. Everybody, Jim and Janine. All right, we're going to try something a little different right now. We're going to do role reversal. All right. Sadie, I want you to be Ben. Ben, I want you to be Sadie. Come on. Step up there. Come on. Get up. Yeah. Hoo-ha. Come on.
You're gonna change the tire. Ben, the
tire's down here. But you're down there in the muck. Okay, here's your lug wrench. It goes like that because the lugs are right here. But they're tight. They're rusty. They're old, all right? And you can't get them off. And you're angry, and you're cold, and you really... You want to tear each other apart. Go.
Boy, don't you just wish we were in cell phone range? Then we could just call AAA, like we always do.
Yeah, I don't know how we got so lost.
You know what, Ben? Maybe we wouldn't have gotten lost if you had just followed the triptych that I prepared 3 days in advance.
Well, I thought that I was following the road signs pretty well, just going with the flow as usual.
What was that last thing?
Just going along for the ride.
Who was? You. As me. Wow. Well, I'm not really sure how anything gets done if people aren't following my very specific instructions.
But I love it when you're in charge. That way I don't have to take too much responsibility, Sadie.
Ben, don't you know that that's the only way things get done around here?
Oh, that's how things get done around here? Good. I had no idea how things got done around here. Thank you for telling me.
Counterclockwise.
No, I haven't actually.
He said counterclockwise.
I'm in charge. I have it under control.
Ben grabs the pretend wrench forcibly and falls back onto a buffet table.
Jesus! Potato skins down!
Jim,
come on, everybody! 5 second rule! Three!
Jim's eating them off the floor.
Okay, we'll pick up next week with balancing the joint checking account.
In t-shirt and boxers, Ben sits up in bed flicking through his wedding vows book.
So, are you writing your vows later, or...?
No, I finished earlier. Hey, what color white should we go with for the napkins? There's ivory and timid.
Ivory.
I don't know, I kind of feel like it might clash with the pistachio on the centerpieces. All right, well, you know what? I'll just ask Carlisle tomorrow.
Yeah, you know who else you can ask? Reverend Frank. Because he loves giving his opinion.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. Maybe because he's just a little bit...
Knowledgeable. Yeah.
Intrusive. I was going to go with intrusive.
Ben, he's not intrusive. You know, he's just observing our relationship right now.
Oh. Like a voyeur.
Reverend Frank, it's not like a voyeur.
A little bit.
No,
he's not. Yeah.
What was that? What are you doing?
Do you want to walk the midget?
Of course I do, but...
I don't think we should, because according to Reverend Frank, it's against the rules until after the wedding.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're actually following that rule?
Yeah. Because I want to pass the course, don't you?
Yes, I want to pass the course.
So
I also want to play Pickle Me Tickle Me with my really hot fiancé.
Reverend Frank is listening in.
What?
No one else is going to know but us.
Oh, no, Ben. I will know. So just please, let's stick to the program for now, okay? Thank you.
Wow.
3 weeks never killed anyone.
Really? Yeah. Was it ever been documented?
Sadie switches off the light, turns over and pulls up the bedclothes. Ben lies on his back, pouting. He glances at Sadie, smiles, then moves closer.
Okay. I'm a cigar vendor.
What?
Go to bed. Thank you.
He lies back, eyes wide open.
What if I'm not tired?
Yes.
All clear.
What I miss?
None of your business. But they're right on schedule.
Your optimism is touching. They remind me of the Anderson couple we had last month.
Yeah. Oof. You know what time it is?
Time to turn up the heat.
Oh, it's time to build on the foundation we've already set up.
Oh.
Remind me never to cross you.
The black St. Augustine's van drives away from the apartment block. Day. Sadie is in her florist shop where Sister Lindsay is plucking petals from a sunflower.
I mean, I'm really glad we're doing the course. I just wish Ben would take it more seriously, you know? What about these in my bouquet, Lindsay?
No.
No? I just want to feel some enthusiasm from him, or is that expecting too much?
Sadie, you have so much to learn about men.
Pink. Flowers by Sadie. Sadie speaking. Meet where?
I mean, I didn't even want to take this course from the beginning.
And now she's following it to, like, the nth degree.
Hey, where are the cheerleaders? Shouldn't they be practicing, too?
Oh, come on, fellow lady! Deny that baseline! Coach Murphy, you were right to put him on B-Squad. Get ready, Zach.
Or maybe I'm just overreacting. I mean, give and take, that's a part of every healthy relationship.
Give and what?
Give and take.
Man, listen to me. Once a woman senses she has control, she'll tell 1,000 of her friends. Then they'll want control, too. I want a little piece of this control stuff. Next thing you know, they'll be like running companies and having their own offices. Do not set dangerous precedents for other men.
Hello? Late for what?
Welcome to St. Catherine's Maternity. Birthplace to over 4,000 babies each year. That's almost 80 babies a week, and we've never misplaced one. Okay, maybe one. If you're shy, get your tubes tied there and call it a day.
Woman in labor basically lies around almost naked while dozens of doctors and nurses get a front row view of her wide open...
Virginia, put some gloves on those hands right now. You're not delivering pizzas around here.
Labor could last anywhere from a few hours to a few days.
And that's not even counting the 9 months of constipation leading up to it. Of course, there's always drugs, so you should figure out how you feel about that beforehand. And then be ready to toss that decision right out the window when the pain really kicks in.
She pinches Sadie.
Ow! Woman in labor wouldn't even feel that.
Good to know.
Ow! All that. This way.
You squeamish, Ben?
A little bit, I guess.
And you'll have to figure out if you're going to be in the delivery room or not.
Oh, yeah, of course you will be.
Yes.
Some men are so traumatized by the experience they can never look at their wives the same again. Sexually, that is.
Give me some slow, deep breaths.
How many do you want to have?
Four?
Two.
Give me push.
I need an epidural. Look at her. She's feeling fine. What about me?
They say for a man to experience the equivalent level of pain, you'd have to pull your scrotum over your head.
Ben almost faints.
That was incredible.
Glad you feel that way. Because now the real fun begins.
Welcome to the world of parenting. They breathe, they blink, they cry.
They're all yours. Congratulations. You've just had twins.
Life-size baby dolls.
Mm. Look at how their little chests move up and down.
Yeah, their creepy little chests. And you really want four of these things?
I think it'd be nice to have a big family, don't you?
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, I mean, four might be kind of a big commitment. Wow. Do you want to take that?
No, you can do it.
Okay.
Ben picks up the crying doll.
Pat him on the back really gently.
Okay. Good old baby. Little creepy robot baby. Oh! Oh my god!
The baby's nose starts to run.
God! Oh. Oh, stop.
Hold on. There you go.
Wow, there's some on his shirt, too.
Okay. Hey, we can't forget to set the alarm for 8 in the morning because we're going to Macy's to register for the
wedding. Wait, we're not bringing these with us, are we? Come on, can't we just, like, phone in our order?
No, we're so jammed this week. Tomorrow's the only day we can do it.
Sadie wipes away the mess. Ben gazes at the doll still in his grasp.
Look at that. Fell back asleep. So, I did it. Looks like this parenting thing is as hard as they say.
See? You're natural.
Thanks. Night.
Ben's eating breakfast while Sadie holds one of the twin dolls.
Ben!
Hey, I'm coming. What? Hi.
Joel enters pushing a buggy.
Hey, Joel. Good morning. Shelly's dad fell off a ladder.
What?
Yeah. And unfortunately, he's gonna make it. So we have to go down to the hospital and you on rat patrol for a couple hours.
No, wait.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks a million.
Joel loads Ben up with several bags. Sadie shrugs as Joel leaves rapidly. Ben looks down and waves.
Hi.
Two small kids.
Which one's the biter?
All you have to do is point the gun at the item you want and then pull the trigger. The computer instantly logs it in our registry database for your guests to consider.
Wow.
Oh, and there's no limit to how many items I can choose?
When in doubt, zap it.
Great.
We only have a couple hours before the tasting, so...
Chop, chop.
Mum!
Ben holds the kids on reins and the twin dolls in a papoose. Sadie scans.
Guys, slow down, slow down. Hey, all right, that's good. So now we're going faster. Stop. Hold.
All right. Yelling needs to hold off. All
right. Sadie picks up two teacups.
Hey, Ben, what do you like better? You like the blue or the beige? The beige or the blue?
I like the blue.
But beige goes better with the placemats we already bought.
Or beige. Let's just do beige.
I love beige.
She puts them down.
Beige it is.
Sadie scrutinizes a cocktail glass. Ben runs off and wildly scans a flat-screen TV and other equipment. He runs back.
Do you like this one?
I love it. It's great.
All right, let's get this.
Yeah, let's get a couple.
Unnoticed, one of the kids is scanning lingerie.
Oh, I just got this text message from Carlisle. I guess I got the wrong dinnerware. I have to go back upstairs.
Can you mean silverware? Can we just
dinnerware.
Go?
One baby shakes and shudders violently.
That's bad.
That is not simulated. Oh.
Well, why don't you change the diaper, and I'll just go back upstairs and get the dinnerware.
Why don't we think about it?
Sadie marches off. Ben sneaks his hand into the papoose. Bringing it out, he sniffs it.
Okay.
In a baby-changing area, a woman changes her baby as Ben strides in. Ben drops one baby and hangs the other on a hook. The woman's jaw drops as she watches in horror. Ben opens one baby's nappy. Underneath, the baby's constructed from metal parts. Ben peers down. The parts are moving. He lifts the baby's legs and a blue sludge oozes from a hole in the back. The woman glances over.
Yeah.
She leaves. The baby doll pees, squirting Ben in the face.
Stop!
Can we just five from the stretch? Ben, can you just slow down a little bit?
Oh, I'm trying.
The chubby kid hides amongst mannequins. As they pass, he fiddles with dials on a robo-mood remote.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. Ben, all right. Give me one.
Yeah, will you take
please?
That? I'm going to give you one.
You help me.
I will help you by getting this freaking thing.
Shh, guys. Okay. Come here, come on.
Okay.
Ben, don't drop him. Take the kids. Come on. Boys, let's go. Hi. So I'm looking for some Pima cotton or Egyptian cotton sheets, something that really seems to breathe. Sorry. I can't seem to find them over there.
Ben drags Jerome's kids off a bed they're messing around on. The kids leg it.
Just stop. Sorry, it's fine.
He shakes one baby.
Stop.
He smashes the baby against a glass display cabinet.
Hey! Oh, sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, thank God. I've had a long day. These are fake. Watch. See?
Its head pops off.
No, we're on our way. We just got a little detained at Macy's. They're bended. For being a public nuisance. I'll tell you when we get there, it's a long story. Okay, bye.
They're in the car.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a lot more prepared for kids now. Like, way more.
Why are there 56 bras on here?
The car pulls up outside a grand building. A concierge opens the car door for Sadie. Ben gets out the other side. Ben and Sadie make their way down a dimly lit corridor, Sadie wearing a delicate white silk knee-length dress, and Ben wearing a blazer over jeans. At a party...
Alright, I got it. This is it. You, my dear, look amazing.
Sure. I can't believe all these cheeses.
Here we are.
I know. I don't even know which one to start with. So many.
You know, it's funny. Cheese Whiz or Velveeta. It's about as complicated as my cheese dilemmas usually get.
I think I prefer the nutty Comte Saint Antoine over the Saint André, which is this one.
All right, this is it.
From the Basque region, touch of dill.
Here we go.
Can change your life.
Oh my God. Carlisle.
Carlisle.
Ben, Carlisle's totally right. I mean, this nutty cheese is the way to go. It's so good. You have to try it.
All right. I knew you were right.
You were right. Yes, you recommended it too.
Reverend Frank comes in.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, it's Reverend.
Every time I hear the word Jesus, I'm in. Praise Buddha. Look at all of you. You're all dressed to the nines. Oh, Lindsay, you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
How's life after the big D?
She forces a smile.
Not bad, huh?
Men are a little too hard to train, so I thought I'd stop trying and live vicariously through Ben's trading.
Wow. Here I was thinking I was already housebroken.
Oh.
Give me that.
That's cute.
It's really refreshing how honest you are with each other. You know, it doesn't happen that easily for a lot of in-laws.
Really?
No.
Because I feel like we're all get along really well.
Yeah, you know what? Great. Ben is a wonderful addition to this family.
Oh. Wow, thank you. You know, I mean, whatever, there's a little awkwardness, but nothing more than just new family stuff.
You know a great way around new family awkwardness? Word association.
Excuse me?
It's fun, really. You go around the table and you pick one word that best describes each in-law, and then they get to pick one word that best describes you.
Kind of a give and take, kind of an icebreaker, loosens
yeah,
things.
Imagine this sounds so fun. I love games.
That's the spirit, Grandma. Then start with Grandma.
One word to describe Grandma. That word would be wisdom.
Wow. Ooh, excellent. Nice. Grandma, okay. What about Ben?
Peculiar for his age.
Let's just try and stick with one word.
Oh, I just say peculiar.
Okay. Okay.
We have a winner. Game
mom.
Over.
I think.
So, come on. Yep. What about Lindsay?
Oh.
No, no, come on. Don't think. Please. What's the first word that comes to your mind?
Go for it.
Blonde.
What?
What? Golden.
Are you kidding me?
No, gold. No, like you exude gold.
Mm.
Not dumb, though.
Mm-mm.
I didn't say dumb.
You didn't say dumb. You said blonde. Okay, blonde Lindsay.
Oh, my turn. Okay, awesome. Yes, okay. So, assertive. If you need someone to take the bull by the horns, Ben's your guy.
Wow. That's a good one. It's not that good. I mean, she's laughing a little too hard for it. But good joke.
Oh, this is terrific, though. See how you're breaking the ice? There's something new happening now. Come on. Take a shot at Dad. There
he is. Sadie's dad is... He's outgoing. He's a really...
Ooh,
yes.
Outgoing.
Yes.
Like saying nice.
That's very fitting.
Come on, you're not shitting me. Like blowing smoke.
Come on, you can do better than this.
No, I'm not
yes.
doing better. No,
let
don't.
It rip.
No, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't push me.
Go, come on.
What about Pompous?
What's the Wizard of Oz thing? The Pompous.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's all right. I asked for it.
No, I just meant, you know, somebody likes to hear the sound of their own voice.
Whoa! No, you're getting interesting.
Yeah.
Pompous Dad, back at Ben.
Okay.
How about vanilla?
Whoa, Mom!
What?
Called you vanilla. Could be bland, I'm not sure, but it's your call.
Wow.
Back at Mom. Come on, Ben.
Okay, Stepfordy. Stepfordy.
Stepfordy. Is that an adjective?
Yeah, it just describes, you know, let's just sweep everything under the rug with a pat on the back, a smile, and don't forget the glass of champagne to take the edge off.
You're on a roll. You know Come on.
Do we have any problems here, folks? I don't think so, because if we did, we'd just throw some money at it, because we all know there's nothing money can't buy.
Reverend Frank studies Ben. The other guests shift uncomfortably.
Can't buy communication like this.
In the van.
Hey, Ben, I thought you were really great with my family today.
I'm sorry, are you making fun of me?
No, of course not.
You're making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I mean, the fact that you completely lost your mind and totally embarrassed yourself in front of everyone.
No, that's not making fun of anyone.
Wow. Okay.
What?
Time for a punishment.
No.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What was I doing?
Something that's very against the rules.
Mayday.
Frank whips off his headphones. On the bed, Ben and Sadie look up. Ben answers the door.
Hi. Just in the neighborhood, thought I'd drop by, make a little house call.
Yeah, of course you were.
Mm-hmm. Am I interrupting anything?
No. Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Come on in.
Yay.
Hi.
I won't overstay my welcome.
He sits down.
I just wanted to check on you guys and see if everything's okay, because after the tasting, things were a little tense with the in-laws.
Nope. No attention here.
Can I be frank? Of course, I'm frank. Pardon the pun, but at this stage in the course, I usually find out that a lot of couples resort to sex as a quick fix for their problems. I just want to make sure you guys are strong enough to resist the temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Talking about sex, does that make you uncomfortable, Ben?
No, I'm not uncomfortable talking about sex. No. Having you in my living room talking about sex, that makes me a little uncomfortable.
Oh. Come on now, Ben. The number one rule of a good sex life is not being so serious. You know, because if the humor goes, there goes the intimacy. And then there goes the marriage and the divorce, yada, yada. But there is a remedy. Knowing what your partner likes sexually. And how do you find that out? Well, ask. Mm. That's kind of wonderful. Mm-hmm. Hey, one little exercise, and then I'm out of 5,000, okay? Ben, look at Sadie and complete this sentence. I like it when...
Ben looks at Sadie. She shrugs coyly.
This is ridiculous.
No,
I'm not doing it.
No, it's not, no. Ben. Come on, I want to know.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
But I
want to
know.
I don't want to do this.
I want to know. Please.
He turns to face her.
Sadie, I really like it when Reverend Frank doesn't interrupt us before sex. I'm glad I got that off my chest. That felt good.
Okay.
That's okay. I mean, you're not comfortable with this. Let's show him how to do it, Sadie, okay? And don't be shy. Don't hold back.
I like it when it's out of the ordinary. Oh. Personally.
It's weird because I always pictured you as a kind of in the bedroom person.
Well, no, not really.
Hi. No. Whoa. Out of the ordinary?
Well, yeah.
We're out of the ordinary. Sometimes. Because I remember having sex on this carpet and I got a rug burn.
Ouch.
Yeah. One time, though. It was great, but it's more of the exception than the rule. Mm. I'm talking about, like, real spontaneity.
Like what?
Like, my parents' bathroom.
Oh, yeah. And everyone's downstairs having a family dinner.
Exactly. Or on the beach.
Oh, no, town. In the office supply room.
Or
maybe at your grandmother's house where she's in the kitchen making tea. She can't
eat. Yes! I love it when you get creative like that.
Do you?
Oh, you have no idea, because I love it when you take control.
Ben.
It's so sexy.
What do you like about that?
Okay! That's enough of that!
Ben, come on. This is just an exercise. We were talking through it. Yes.
No! Sadie, push-ups! That's an exercise!
No, I see Ben's point of view here. Maybe we're rushing things a bit. Maybe I should pencil in the marriage date 2 years from now.
Okay.
Sorry to bother you. Good night. I'll let myself out. I know the way. You have a good night. I'm, going out now.
Yeah,
come on. What's that?
Please.
Reverend Frank!
So we back on schedule?
He's a reverend, Ben. What did you think was gonna happen?
Well, all I'm saying is I can't believe you were talking to him like that.
Oh, excuse me! I can't believe the first man to actually ask me what I like in bed was my minister.
She slams the door. Ben wakes up in bed. He blearily looks over and sees a post-it note stuck on the bedside lamp. It says, "Went to work early. See you tonight." He pulls the note off the lamp, then sees the microphone bug stuck to the inside of the lampshade. He removes it.
Son of a...
He replaces the bug, then limbers up for a spot of trumpet practice. He directs it at the bug. Listening in, Frank and his boy assistant whip their headphones off.
Hey, get your butt out the way.
Oh, God.
Ain't no damn pedestrian crossing. So you're telling me he bugged your apartment?
Yes. And who knows what he heard? I mean, this guy is sick, and I can't wait to tell Sadie, because she's going to freak
out. Whoa, you cannot tell Sadie. You think she's going to believe her sweet Reverend Crank is bugging your bedroom?
Of course she will. I have evidence now.
Does this bug have his name on it?
No, but... All right. We can talk about this later if you need to
focus. Cool, man. I'm good. This is about you. Lady in the wheelchair, please. Listen, the lines of communication have to be shut down immediately between you and your woman. She trusts the Reverend completely now. In fact, she trusts him so much, she's calling Shelly and telling her how we need to take a course to help our marriage.
So what are you saying? I'm just supposed to take this lying down?
No. Look, let me make this simple, okay? We have to punch a hole in Frank's holier-than-thou armor. We have to find his deepest, darkest secret and take him down. Roach Coach. Roach Coach!
Joel jumps down from the forklift truck they're on and runs off. Night. Sadie sleeps as Ben works on the computer. He clicks on a site called Reverend Frank's Marriage Courses. The title Marriage Preparation Course pops up, followed by a picture of Reverend Frank, accompanied by two animated cherubs. At one of his classes, Reverend Frank imitates Ben and Jim as they try to copy a belly dancer. Sadie and Janine laugh and take photos.
I'm not doing it.
Trust.
Ben and Sadie are in a jeweler's.
All right, I know you're going to find something you like with this group. See, this is just what I gravitate towards. Really simple.
No diamonds.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with that.
Ben writes "Never to Separate" as an inscription for the ring. He rubs out the word separate. At home, Ben sits on the sofa clutching a pencil and prepares to write in his wedding vows book. Later, Sadie comes in and finds Ben asleep on the sofa. She puts her door keys and bag down and goes over to him. Smiling, she picks up Ben's wedding vows book. As she leafs through the book, she finds all the pages are blank, save for a little flicker book animation that Ben has drawn, showing a truck driving up a ramp and jumping through a flaming hoop. The hoop then collapses. Sadie gives Ben an incredulous look and throws the book down before marching off. Ben walks into the jeweler's and calls over to one of the clerks.
Excuse me. Hi. I'm just here to pick up my rings. Last name's Murphy.
Murphy. Okay. Oh, great. There you go.
Thank you. So what?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, does that say never to fart?
Yeah, that's what you wrote on your inscription form.
I'm sorry, I wrote never to part. Never to fart. I don't know who would have written never to fart. That's ridiculous.
We get pretty strange requests here, and we just engrave whatever is written, and there you go.
Yep, never to
never
fart.
Never to fart.
Ben looks at the paperwork.
No, that's a P.
Is it F, sir?
That's a P. Do you see how that comes around in a P way?
Judith?
Yes?
Could you come over here just for a tiny little second? Thank you. Judith?
Sure.
What is this letter there?
That is an F.
No, that's a P. It's a P. It comes around like a P.
Well, actually, if you look, there's clearly a gap in the curl.
Oh, there's no gap in the curl. Judith, was it? It actually connects. That's a P. That's
Mark?
Never to part.
Mark?
Mark?
Could you just,
I don't know that we need Mark.
Just for a little quick second here. What is that?
Oh, the novelty inscription, yes.
Nope. Mark, it's not a novelty inscription. It's a romantic inscription.
What is that?
That's not even,
excuse me. What is this letter?
It's an F. I do teach penmanship.
Thank you.
I took his class.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yes.
It's pretty clearly an F.
Yes.
And if you
excuse
look
me,
at
excuse
it.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm really sorry to bother you.
Well,
very nice. Could I ever ask you to help us out with a problem? Here, just a little problem.
Here.
Can we show the normal person? Thank you.
What would you call the letter between the fingers that I'm pointing at right there? What is that?
An F?
I'm sorry, sir.
An F?
Louder, please. F?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes,
okay, excuse me.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
It's an F.
I'm getting married in 2 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I really need that to say never to part.
That's very
never
nice.
Never to part.
Mm. Okay.
That's so sweet.
And that's what I wrote. I needed to say never to part with a P. I need it done immediately. So how do we do that? How do we get that done?
Well, we could have it tomorrow in the morning.
Right.
Great.
We can
and that's
that.
What we can do.
Yes. But there's a $250 rush fee.
So I'm spending $250 on something I asked you to do in the first place?
And we can guarantee that.
At the Chicago Public Library.
This is ridiculous. There's nothing here.
Oh, come on, man. Now, if that chowder-chomping old lady from Murder, She Wrote can do this, then we could find something.
Are you talking about Angela? Keep looking.
Ben and Joel search a microfiche.
Who's that? Frank Littleton. That's his address. Who's Maria Gonzalez?
They exchange a look. Ben drives down a suburban street in a pleasant neighborhood and pulls up at the curb. He gets out of his car and keeps low behind it. Having ascertained that the coast is clear, he scuttles up to a house and, pressing himself up against it, takes his mobile from his pocket and dials a number.
Hello?
Yo, it's Ben.
I'm sorry, there's no one here by that name. Is there another name you'd maybe like to try?
Eagle, it's Sapphire.
Copy that, Sapphire. What's your 20?
I'm at John the Baptist's house.
What's he doing?
He's showering.
Dude, you're watching him take a shower?
No, I'm outside.
Then get your butt inside.
What? Are you nuts? I'm gonna get caught.
Listen, the rehearsal's tomorrow. You've only got today to blow the lid off this thing, all right? It's your only chance. Strike first, strike hard. No mercy.
Joel hangs up. Ben runs round to the back of the house and pushes a window open. He presses himself up against the wall again.
What the hell am I doing?
He scrambles in through the window and lands heavily on the floor of a living room. Oblivious, Reverend Frank sings in the shower.
Baby, I'm away you go. Each time you leave my door.
Ben picks himself up and hobbles across the room.
Stop! In the name of love, before you break my heart.
He hurries on into a study room. He opens a Bible and finds a bag of cheesy curls concealed within it. He searches through a filing cabinet and finds a marriage license together with a photo of Reverend Frank and his bride.
Maria Gonzalez.
He flicks past the marriage license and finds a decree of divorce.
I got you, sucker MC.
A dog wearing a priest's collar.
Hi. Wow, look at you, priest dog. Hi.
No!
The dog jumps up and knocks Ben flat on his back, then slobbers amiably at his face. Ben distracts the dog with the cheesy curls.
Nicodemus!
Ben scrambles out of the window as Frank comes out of the shower.
Nicodemus! Leave Mr. Socks alone! Nicodemus! Bad Nicodemus! These are my cheesy curls. No, don't you run away. Bad! These are mine!
The wedding dress.
This is good. Things are really good. And I'm not even concerned with the fact that Ben hasn't written his vows yet.
Really?
No. He's just drawn this little animated truck going through a hoop of fire. Huh. You know what? It's actually better. Because, you know, he's waiting until the last second when his mind is completely clear and he can just say what he really means. Okay, all right, what do we think? What's the verdict?
Just take a second.
Honestly, looks a little bit like the inside of a down comforter.
Wow. What the hell is going on?
No, but look, no, the rhinestone, it's beautiful, honestly.
No, I'm not talking about the dress, I'm talking about Ben. An animated truck? You know, I wrote 7 pages on how much I love and adore him, and all he can muster up for me is some stupid Tonka truck in a 3-ring circus. That's it?
Okay, you know what? Lay it on me.
Please tell me everything's gonna be fine.
What do you want me to say? Sadie, my marriage failed. I watched Titanic by myself, alone, in my room every night, stuffing my face with honey barbecue Fritos. Not the one to give you any tips or advice about your relationship, no matter how desperate you are. Sorry. However, I do recall my ex never wrote any vows at all.
Really? That's kind of promising.
Yeah, well, it's probably because he was too busy sleeping with our dental hygienist, which was great. Hey, but your hygienist is a guy, right? You're fine.
Sadie smiles ruefully. A beaten-up old car displaying a sign saying Scaduto Driving School pulls up at a curbside beside Ben and Sadie. Reverend Frank is at the wheel.
Yo, kids. Isn't this a piece of work? They don't make them like this anymore.
When two people say I do, they're putting their lives in each other's hands entirely. Anything less than that is doomed to failure. Now, the last test you have to pass before I certify you ready for marriage is the communication test, which is very important, given how poorly we've been doing in that area lately.
Me? Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I plan on communicating very well.
Okay,
from
Ben,
here on
can
out.
You please just let him finish
can
talking?
Can you please
thank
let,
you?
Yep.
Ben glares out of the car window.
Sorry, Reverend.
It's okay.
To demonstrate how important communication is in that area, voila.
What?
Blindfold.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything, Ben Murphy. You are. You're going to be Sadie's eyes as she drives us through town.
You're insane!
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. But if you want to pass this course and get married tomorrow, you have to pass this test. Your call.
Yeah, I can do this.
You're actually going to go through with this?
What, Ben? You don't think I can do this?
Okay. Maybe you don't understand what's going on here.
Ben, what are you worried about here? There's 2 sets of controls. If something goes wrong, I can take over at any time. What'll it be, Benjamin?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna need a little help here, though.
Okay, well, first you're gonna need to put it in gear.
Check.
And then you're gonna ease out onto the street.
The car pulls hesitantly away.
Left. Left. There you are. Right. To the right.
Ben, you see a clipboard?
Nope.
Whoa! There it is. Whoa, at least it's warm.
What are you doing?
It's a communication exercise, Benjamin. We'll be graded. Score of less than 80%, you might want to consider getting married in Vegas.
You know what? Vegas sounds kind of awesome to me right now.
Really? Maybe you can get an Elvis impersonator to officiate. Hey, you're my wife. Yeah.
The car crawls along, being overtaken by a stream of traffic.
And Ben, you want to help your future bride?
Yep, I do. How about we take a right and head back to the church?
Okay.
You might want to brake. Anytime.
I'm sorry.
Again, with the nose? I got nervous.
That's very good. Taking responsibility. Excellent, Sadie.
How about a little more enthusiasm in the back, Ben?
Oh, my God, I'm having so much fun. Aren't you? I might actually pee my pants.
Sarcasm, like it's stepsister of communication. Going off
for that one. Take a right now.
A right?
Now.
A car swerves out of the way.
It's the one way street!
Okay, well, that's straight pulled over.
No. They'll go around you. Oh, my Jesus. Okay. About 20 yards, we're gonna turn. Here we go.
20 yards means nothing to me, Ben. I can't see.
Here we go, turning now.
An invalid scooter.
There's a man. That's an old man in a hat and a thing. Look out!
They just miss him, and the man crashes into a convertible.
I'm blind, Ben!
All right, that's enough. We're ending this right now. Stop!
Is that what you're gonna do in life when things get difficult, Ben? You're just gonna quit? I need to be able to count on you, Ben.
Life will hand you stressful situations, and the key to managing your anxiety is not letting it contaminate your partner, okay?
Garbage truck right there! Garbage truck!
Where?
Punch it!
They just missed the truck.
Yeah! Ow!
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm not learning anything from this.
Hey,
there's Bert Flieger! Looking good, Hollywood!
I feel like I'm not getting any guidance, Ben.
Okay.
Well, you might want to pick up speed a little bit, huh?
Wait, why would we do that?
Oh, because there's a parking space up there. I don't want to lose it. Got it, Sadie!
Reverend Frank handbrake turns the car into the space with the dual controls.
Ah, I never get this space! Perfect! Oh.
Hello, Jones family. How's it going?
Hello, Reverend.
Daughter's a good little driver.
At the wedding rehearsal...
Well, you have the wedding processional. You can go traditional with Mendelssohn's wedding march, or one couple actually had Captain and Tennille here playing Muskrat Love. It's your call.
After you boogie down the aisle, I'll start by saying something nice about the folks. Speaking of that, let's give a big St. Augustine welcome to Ben Murphy's parents, Ron and Mary Murphy. Came all the way from Seattle. Then I get into a brief message about the joy and the sanctity of marriage. And that on your honeymoon, try and act surprised. An old joke, but sometimes works. Then we got prayer hymn, and then we get into the vows. My course, the couple writes their own vows. And that in mind, may I have your vows?
Lindsay hands them to Sadie, who gives them to Frank.
Thank you.
He looks at Ben.
Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, where are your vows?
Oh, I have them. I haven't finished them, but I will definitely have them here tomorrow.
Okie dokie. Well, I guess that'll have to do for now. After the vows, we have the lighting of the candle.
That's true, by the way.
Not now, Ben. I don't want to talk. I just want to think.
Thinking's good.
You want to think?
Yes, I want to think,
about
everything.
What?
Yeah.
I'm guessing these aren't part of the vows.
Okay, because I used to think that we were so perfectly compatible for each other. And now... Look at us, Ben.
What?
Yeah, Ben, you want 2 kids. And I want 4.
So what?
You obviously think my family is a bunch of rich, alcoholic snobs. You never take the lead on things, Ben,
And I'm
ever.
Not good enough for you. I'm not adventurous enough in bed.
Very brave.
Right? Oh. And I'm not as handsome as Carlisle. I'm not as successful as Carlisle.
Carlisle has nothing to do with it. What are you talking
Carlisle
about?
Carlisle has everything to do with it, Sadie.
How?
Because he is someone whose opinion you trust way more than mine.
Oh, God. What? When have I ever said that to you, Ben?
You just don't have to. Carlisle, what crystal should we use? What brand of cheese is good, Carlisle? God, I am so sick of you choosing Carlisle's cheese.
Carlisle's cheese, why don't you explore that,
then? You know what? Stop. Enough of the pop psychology, Reverend.
Oh.
Because all you've done this entire time is everything you can to make sure that this wedding doesn't work.
Benjamin, I've worked very hard to create lines of communication between you and Sadie. Let you know what you're in for, and I think you're finally discovering you're onto it. You're on.
Yeah, we are. We are discovering a whole shitload right now.
Really?
Yes, we are, Ben. Guys, seriously?
Okay, back off. Pop the info. Pop the info.
Okay. You know what? I didn't want to have to do this, but I have no choice. So, you know, aside from the fact that Reverend Frank bugged our apartment.
Excuse me, what?
In the last several days, I've mounted an investigation. One that I think all of you would be very interested to hear about. So, Frankie, should I tell them or should you?
Frank steps forward.
What do you want me to tell them, Benjamin?
What I want you to tell them is what their good and decent and ever so intuitive Reverend was doing when he married and then subsequently divorced one Maria Gonzalez.
That's not true. Reverend Frank has never been married or divorced.
Oh, that's what I thought too, Grandma Jones. But, Reverend Frank?
Frank looks at Sadie.
It's true.
What?
It's very true.
How can we trust anything he said to us now? We have put our relationship in the hands of a total hypocrite.
I didn't want to have to talk about this to protect certain parties, but obviously enough time has passed so the truth can finally be known.
Yes, please do.
Several years ago, there was a young woman named Maria Gonzalez who attended our church. She was a refugee who was denied political asylum. If she was deported back to Guatemala, she would have faced most certain death. So in order for her and her children to stay in this country, I agreed to marry her so she could get a green card. Once she was legal, we divorced. She moved to New Mexico with her kids. A couple of years ago, I got a letter from her, and she told me that her oldest had been accepted to Harvard Law. He was going to graduate in the top of his class, and when he did, he was going to go into immigration reform. And that is the story of Maria Gonzalez.
Wow.
I keep their pictures in my wallet.
He produces a vast string of them.
To remind me that one person can make a difference, even against insurmountable odds. That's Pablo right there.
Ben. If you had just spent half the amount of time on your wedding vows as this stupid little investigation, we would probably be walking down the aisle tomorrow. And no. I can't do it.
She runs out of the church. Her relatives hurry after her.
Unbelievable.
You're such a jerk.
Frank steps up to Ben.
Benjamin.
Are you happy now?
It's a painful process. That's why we do it. Find the truth, Benjamin. Sometimes...
Ben lays Frank out cold.
You punched the Reverend? What is wrong with you? You are going to hell. Nice right hook, but you are going to hell. You know that? I'm sorry, JC, I'm sorry.
Wow. 3 weeks. That's a new course record. Man, I haven't seen a right hook like that since the Buffalini meltdown.
I hate this part.
I'll get the bag of frozen peas. Come on.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
Frank's assistant helps him to his feet. Ben returns home and finds a note which says, "Staying with my parents. Need time to think. Sadie." At the florist's, Sadie puts a couple of vases of flowers in the window. Reverend Frank walks up outside and waves to her. She waves back. He steps inside.
I can't believe I was about to marry someone I didn't even know. I
hate to say this, but that's why we have the course.
And it's a good thing that I found out now instead of 5 years down the road, because that just would have been awful. Sorry, he makes me so mad. What am I supposed to do now?
You still have your honeymoon tickets?
Yeah.
Use them. Go away for a couple of days. Take a friend, family, anybody.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, it'll be great for you. Get a tan, huh? Trust me.
Sadie looks at Reverend Frank unconvinced.
See you, kiddo.
He makes for the door.
You know, maybe Ben wasn't the only...
No, what?
Nah, have a great trip.
He goes, leaving her looking perplexed.
Yeah, I feel as bad as you do. Now she's using her honeymoon ticket without me. I mean, how is that supposed to make me feel?
Bad, I think.
Joel munches a bar snack.
3 weeks ago, I was the happiest guy in the world. Now I just...
Shaking his head.
Now I'm just sitting here with you.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
No, you know what I mean. I just...
Hey, it's cool. Look... Don't take this the wrong way. Cause Sadie's cool. I like her. A lot. But there are plenty of fish in the sea. And now is your time to be the king barracuda and get out there and swim with the sweet tuna. The ocean is yours, man.
Ben stares as Joel sips his beer.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. You're a bear. Now jump in that forest and you gotta tag as many cute furry bear butts as you can.
Joel. You're my best friend, man. You know that?
Yeah.
And I love you. You know that?
I love you too.
But you have got to be the worst advice giver I know.
Ben shrugs.
I mean, not only is your advice terrible, but it just backfires at every turn. And now you're talking to me about fish. in bears. She's a woman, Joel. I mean, she's an amazing woman. She's so beautiful. She's loving, and it was all right there. And I lost it. And I don't need you telling me that I should go out and find someone else. I mean, I don't need anybody telling me how to go. I don't need anyone telling me.
Ben leaves.
Wait, where you... Ben! Hey!
Outside, Ben runs past the St. Augustine's van and stops in his tracks.
No way.
He walks round to the back of the van and flings the doors open.
Whoa! Got one strike or two against Rodriguez?
Two.
Well.
Awesome job with the camouflage, guys. Seriously, you totally got me. Who would have ever thought you'd be hiding out in a van with St. Augustine's on the side?
Just listen to the ball game.
Ooh, comes are off today.
Ben shuts the van doors. An Air Jamaica passenger jet lands on the runway. Ben sits amongst a crowd of dreadlocked Rastafarians on the back of a moving truck.
Hey, Gilly. Hi. This guy says he loves. He comes to Jamaica to find his girl.
Well, see, we were supposed to get married, and then she just called it off.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's a long story.
Okay, man, you don't have to worry. It's a long ride.
It's really a long ride.
We can sit and tell
us what happened.
Sadie's with her family.
It is absolutely beautiful here. Hey, Mom, you gonna get in your bikini?
Like hell I will.
Sadie stares off glumly. The blue truck pulls over at the side of the road, and the Rastafarians shake hands with Ben. Ben jumps off the truck and waves goodbye. He hurries past two peacocks on a path encircling a water fountain and strides into the shade of a porticoed hotel lobby. Sadie picks up her mobile phone.
It's Ben. What?
Sadie, it's me.
Yeah, I know. What do you want?
Look, I have to talk to you.
Guess what, Ben? You had your chance. You had an empty vow notebook and you didn't say anything to me.
And that's part of the thing I want to talk to you about. Listen, I just want to tell...
No, Ben, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, Sadie, you don't understand. I'm... Sadie.
How come I could say so much and he couldn't say anything to me? Can someone please explain that?
All eyes turn to her father, who sits on a sun lounger stirring a drink.
Sorry. I was just clearing my throat.
John?
What? A piece of coconut went down the wrong way.
Can't you see that your daughter's in pain?
Yes, I'm in pain, and I'm all
alone.
Not
too.
I'm alone.
Not you.
Is anyone at all concerned with the fact that my life is falling apart?
Oh, of course we are, sweetie. But relationships are complicated. We certainly don't have all the answers.
Well, you guys have been married for... 30 years? You must be doing something, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think so, but you know, not all those years were great.
You're 16 through 18. In our marriage, we're something straight out of The Shining.
Okay, but Ben and I couldn't even decide on what color napkins we wanted, let alone how many kids we were gonna have. And he wasn't secure enough to handle the fact that I have a good guy friend.
I don't know if it's our friendship he was insecure about.
Really?
Listen, I'm gonna support you in whatever you do here, but you gotta think about this from Ben's perspective. How do you think he feels when you're always coming to me for answers?
I don't go to you all the time.
But when are you going to him? Just maybe. Ben wants to be with somebody who needs him for a change.
Well, that's really heartfelt.
Carlisle glances over his shoulder at Lindsay. Later, Sadie sits alone in the moonlight. She snatches up her phone from beside her. She dials...
Does this happen all the time?
Sadie?
To go from being so in love
to this.
You know, I'm all alone on my honeymoon at Sandals, couples in love all over the place. This isn't what I pictured.
Well, is it ever what you picture?
Were we the first ones to fail the course?
Who said the course is over? It's only over when you decide it's done.
I don't know what to do.
It'll come to you. Have faith.
Thank you, Reverend Frank.
Frank's on board a plane.
Right on schedule.
Hallelujah. Now, do you mind? I need my beauty sleep.
There'll be no smoking on this flight, but you can light up whatever you like once we land in Jamaica.
Wide awake, Sadie rolls over in bed and stares at her mobile on the bedside table. She reaches up and turns out the light. She rolls onto her back and drifts off to sleep. The screen fades to black. An animated doodle in black pen. A truck trundles along. It flies off a ramp through a ring of fire, then disappears over the horizon as the sun rises. Morning. Sadie sits up in bed doing doodles of the truck on a notepad. She puts down the pad and takes the call.
Ben?
Hey! You picked up.
It's so weird. I was just thinking about you.
You were?
Yeah. My family said some things to me yesterday about me not relying on you, and it got me thinking about that stupid truck you drew in your wedding vow notebook. And I know this is gonna sound so weird, but it's why I love you. You know, you don't always say the right things or do the right things, but somehow I know you would jump through a hoop of fire for me.
Hey, can you do me a favor? I think you should come to your window.
Sadie rolls over and pulls back her bed sheets. Holding the phone to her ear, she clambers out of bed wearing a green t-shirt and pajama bottoms. She walks slowly towards the open window. Ben stands on the beach at the foot of her window, where he's written his wedding vows in the sand.
I left my vow book at home, so I just figured I should write a few of them down here.
He stares up at her.
What do you think?
Sadie runs across the beach and they embrace. They kiss.
I'm so sorry. I messed up.
Me too.
No, there's so much I had to say. I just didn't know how. I need to try.
I need to stop doing everything myself and share the reins with you.
And no matter what I do around your family, I know you're going to support
me. And if I'm ever driving blindfolded, you're the one I trust to guide me.
Guess what? I want to have as many kids as we possibly can.
Really? Because after Macy's, I definitely want two. Or maybe three.
I need to be more decisive. About napkins and about...
Napkins, cheese, anything. At the end of the day, I'm going to rely on you.
Because nothing means more to me than you. Nothing. I love you.
I love you.
They kiss passionately.
What's going on here?
Reverend Frank? What are you doing here?
Reverend Frank is everywhere, remember?
Thought you two broke up.
We did. We just sort of talked it through.
Yeah. Seems like we had a little more faith in each other than we thought.
Congratulations. You just passed the course with flying colors. So how about it? I think we should get this wedding started?
I do.
And do you, Benjamin Fitzpatrick Murphy, take Sadie Wilhelmina Jones to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
The rings?
Ben hands her the ring.
Never to fart?
Oh my God. I didn't change it. I'm going to change it right when I get
back. No. Bite your tongue, because I wouldn't want to change it for anything in the whole world. No.
He slips the ring onto her slender finger. Their hands clasped together, they look into each other's eyes.
Ready?
They nod.
By the power vested in me by God, and the Minister of National Security and Justice of Ocho Rios, Jamaica, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Aww. Sadie and Ben kiss.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
A gospel choir sings.
Oh, happy day.
Jesus walks.
When Jesus walks.
Sadie's parents kiss. Joel and Shelley smile at each other.
When Jesus walks.
The chubby boy wipes a tear from his eye. Ben pecks Frank on the cheek. The wedding guests dance on the beach. Ben and Sadie laugh with each other as Grandma Jones attempts robotic dancing with Joel. Joel sways his hips and shakes his bottom. Carlisle and Lindsay dance with each other. Ben and Sadie stroll over to Frank.
Frank, we just wanted to come and thank you for everything.
I'm just fulfilling my life's calling.
You know what? We wouldn't have gotten here without you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. You two are going to have a wonderful life. I have no doubts about that.
Excuse me, may I borrow my daughter? Oh, your wife.
Thank you.
For a dance?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Bye.
You look beautiful.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When did you really know that we were ready to get married?
The moment you told Joel that Sadie wasn't a fish, I knew it was meant to be. Besides, anybody who kicks a reverend's ass for his woman, you're A-okay in my book.
Well,
you're starting an incredible journey with a wonderful partner.
Thank you.
And on the honeymoon, act surprised.
I will.
Care yourself, B.
You too, Frank.
Frank makes a fist. Directed by Ken Kwapis. Outtakes. The baby doll dribbles snot. Ben puts it down.
Wait.
No, that's fine. That's what they're supposed to do.
I know. I lost. We really lost.
But it's okay if we laugh, right?
It's not okay if we laugh. I did not.
We still got a siren. My ride's here. I like shooting downtown LA because pretty much you got 911 all day. We'll be over here.
Be chill, don't kill.
That goes for you too, Mr. Simpson. Okay.
Ben cracks up.
You worked so hard.
Just give me a bottle of water and a rubber mallet.
Beneath a doodle of a couple on the back of a truck, license to wed.
Come on, thrust it, thrust it, thrust it, go!
Jim dancing.
People, we can do this! Turn out the Ben.
Jim offers Ben some food. The crew cracks up.
Out, everybody.
You play cut?
Let me walk back and cutch, which is an old game. Gosh, that's scary that I could say it like that.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Nope. Stop. Oh.
Vomiting baby dolls.
I am going to look like such a rookie. Carnivores
and vegetarians. Grandma Jones, Frank, Ben, Joel and Carlisle laugh. One wearing sunglasses, the two baby dolls suck cocktails through a straw. One of them reels and topples over, banging its head on the table. ITFC audio description by Sam Clark. A Warner Brothers Pictures presentation. In association with Village Roadshow Pictures. A Robert Simmons Phoenix Pictures production. A Ken Kwapis film. Screenplay by Kim Barker, Tim Rasmussen and Vince DiMeglio. Story by Kim Barker and Wayne Lloyd. Produced by Mike Medavoy, Arnold W. Messer, Nick Osborne and Robert Simmons. Executive producers Bradley J. Fisher, David Thwaites, Kim Zubik, Dana Goldberg and Bruce Berman. Director of Photography John Bailey, ASC. Production designer Gay Buckley. Edited by Catherine Himoff, ACE. Casting by Shani Ginsberg, CSA, and Jackie Fink, CSA. Co-producers, Christine Sakani, Lewis Phillips, and Trevor Engelson. Music, Christoph Beck. Music supervisor, Spring Aspers. Cast, Robin Williams as Reverend Frank. Mandy Moore as Sadie Jones. John Krasinski as Ben Murphy. Eric Christian Olsen as Carlisle. Christine Taylor as Lindsay Jones. DeRay Davies as Joel. Josh Flitter as Choir Boy and Peter Strauss as Mr. Jones. Roxanne Hart as Mrs. Jones. Grace Zabriskie as Grandma Jones. Mindy Kaling as Shelley. Angela Kinsey as Judith the Jewelry Clerk. Rachel Harris as Janine. Brian Baumgartner as Jim. Jewelry Clerk Jess Rosenthal. Jewelry Store Customer Val Almendarez. Louise Nicole Randall Johnson. Church Kid Sarah to Shane Hay. Church Kid Laurie, Sarah Kate Johnson. Church Kid Manny, Travis Florrie. Joel and Shelley's kids, Dominic, Bevin and Diego Swingler. Macy's Clark, Cynthia Ettinger. Macy's Changing Room Lady, Gillian Scooper. Macy's Security Guard, Poncho Hodges. Coach, Ruben Garfias. Carlisle's Girlfriend, Kelsey Harper. Expectant Father, David Quinlan. Birthing Mum, Irene Karras. Doctor, Derek Green. Delivery Doctor, Christine Cannon. Belly Dancer, Anelia Dulgarova. Starbucks Customers, Nathan Barrett, Darla Vanden Bosch, Sean Tyson, Chiu Lin Tam, and Guy Fochon. St. Augustine's Choir Director, Grant Gershon. St. Augustine's Choir, Crispin Barrymore, Tanya Batson, Joseph Bazioros, Edie Lehman Bodrica, Paul Bent, Cindy Berquin, Leanna Brandt, Andy Brown, Karen Hogel Brown, Vicky Preston Brown, Alvin Cheer, Leberta Leral, Pablo Cora, Claire Fedoruk, Amy Fogerson, Rachel Fox, Michael Freed, Michael Geiger, Dylan Gentile, Scott Graff, Stephen Harms, Sandra Hall Hill, Mary Hodgson, Clydeen Jackson, Diana Zaslav Khan, Terry Coyd, Bob Lewis, Sean McDermott, Alice Kerwin Murray, Bobby Page, Steve Pence, Fletcher Sheridan, Kevin St. Clair, Kayan Taylor, Carmen Twilley, Winter Watson, John West, Gerald White, Yvonne Williams. Ever Present Past, performed by Paul McCartney. Oh Happy Day and You're Late, performed by Grant Gershon and members of the Los Angeles Master Choral. If You Stay Ready, performed by Sugar Free. Groove Is in the Heart, performed by D-Light. Pray, written by MC Hammer and Prince. Dasha's Song, performed by El Centro. Let Me Take You Far Away, performed by The Shake. Everybody on a Move, performed by Michael Franti and Spearhead. It Must Be Love, performed by Madness. This Motion Picture. Copyright 2007, Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated. US, Canada, Bahamas and Bermuda. Copyright 2007, Village Roadshow Films, BVI Limited. All other